My next guest is fat. And as she'll tell you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. The actor and comedian Monique is here with me. Among her many credits, she's the host and executive producer of the plus-size beauty contest Monique's Fat Chance on Oxygen. She's the host of Flavor of Love Girls, Charm School on VH1. And she has a recurring role on Ugly Betty on ABC. And for 5 years, she played one of the title characters in the UPN series The Parkers. Monique, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so my intro maybe shocked some people. So before we get into it, let's play a clip from your stand-up routine.
Skinny women are evil and they need to be destroyed, baby. You hear what I'm saying to you, big girls? If you're sitting next to a skinny bitch, take your fist. And hit that bitch in the top of her head.
Monique, you seem so lovely and sweet right now. Where does the anger come from?
That was a lovely and sweet delivery.
Oh my God.
Listen, here's what was so cute. So I'm sitting here with my stylist and the engineer. So when you said she's fat, everybody looked like, what'd she say? And it just made me laugh.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Because we sat in the office and we were like, come on, is she going to be offended by that or is she going to embrace
it? No, I love it. Like, do you know what FAT stands for?
It stands for, wait, I have it. It's fabulous and thick.
Fabulous and thick, full and tasty, fluffy and tender. Now, doesn't that make you happy?
Yes, and that's what I meant, of course. So you tell your stylist. But Monique, why are you having a stylist with you at a radio station?
Well, you know.
You are a diva. Oh, my God.
No, I have to tell you that my stylist is actually one of my best friends since I was 17 years
Aww.
Old. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, I say stylist in title, but really that's my bad. Her name is Rhonda Molly.
Okay, so.
And she's my best friend ever. And we just, you know, like, she's been on the road with me before anybody knew who Monique was.
Oh. So, your book, Skinny Women Are Evil, was a New York Times bestseller in 2003. Do you ever get hate mail from skinny women, Monique?
You know what? I've never gotten hate mail from skinny women because I would always say, just open up the book. Read the book. Actually, the title, Skinny Women Are Evil, it was a hell of a marketing plan. Because it made people say, what is she talking about?
Right.
Big women felt like it was their Bible, and skinny women, it was their warning. Like, we ain't going nowhere. But no, I don't, because Rhonda, who is sitting to my left, she's, what, a size six? She's a size six.
Rhonda, eat something. You're wasting away.
So, yes.
So, Monique, for people who haven't seen it, tell us a little bit about Fat Chance.
Fat Chance was the first full-figured reality beauty pageant. And it gave fat girls the opportunity to be the Cinderella, to be the belle of the ball, because we've never had those opportunities. We've never had those chances. And when I went to Oxygen and I said, we want to call it Fat Chance, they were like, well, will people be offended? I'm like, no, because we're taking the power back.
Right.
So it was really just a show for us that said, you know what? We are beautiful. We're not saying that you're not beautiful. We're now saying we're beautiful too. So it's a show of empowerment. It's a show of self-esteem. And it's a show of freedom.
Do you sort of eschew those euphemisms like plus size and real size? Is that why you like to say fat in the same way that, you know, 10 years ago, the gay population liked to say we're queer?
Yes, it's one of those things where, because everybody's now in this society trying to be so politically correct.
Right.
Oh, well, you're full figured. Oh, you're voluptuous. Baby, I'm fat. Call it what it is. Plump, porky, piggy, fat, chubby, chunky. I'm all of that. And I like snacks. Snacks are good.
But I have to tell you, I balance it out. And this is not a joke. I've been to the gym and found chocolate in my belly button. So I work out, too. And, you know, there is, of course, this obesity epidemic in the country. So how do you reconcile your uplifting message with the fact that obesity causes a lot of health problems?
Well, because I train an hour every day.
Ah.
And that's Monday through Saturday. And then we walk at least 2 miles on Sunday. Or we try to. Like, we try to work out every single day. So what I do tell people, because I've had people say to me, Monique, why are you endorsing obesity? And I'm like, I'm not endorsing obesity. I'm endorsing love. And the moment you fall in love with yourself, you're going to want to be healthy. See, if you keep beating me up, telling me how ugly I am and how shameful I should be and how, well, who feels good when you hear
right.
all of that?
Right.
So if you're saying, you know what, baby, you might be 300 pounds, but love the skin you're in. If you can't walk up that flight of steps, do what you got to do so that you can. But start loving you, and I promise you, you'll want to get healthy. You'll want to be able to see tomorrow. You'll want to walk around a track. But we've gotten so used to beating people up because they don't look like what we think they should look like. And I'm just saying, you know what? I'm not buying it no more. I got double bellies. My legs rub together. My arms flap. I got a chubby neck. Hell, I got it all, baby. But I got a smile on my face.
You credit your parents.
And a snicker in my pocketbook.
Now, here's a question. Would you share it?
My snicker?
Yeah.
You know, that's a great question because it depends, okay? Sharing a snicker depends on what's happening at the situation.
Mm-hmm.
If it's early in the morning and you just waking up and you got that craving for a snicker because it's going to be a long day and Rhonda looks at me as if she wants a bite, I look back at her with a little violence in my eye. Like, this is a snicker. I need it to satisfy me.
Go
it's
get your
be
own
a long
snicker,
day.
Rhonda. But... Monique, I love you. I just want you to be my friend.
I love you back, sister.
Thank you. I understand that you first got into comedy on a dare by your brother.
Yes.
What happened?
My brother thought that he was going to be Richard Pryor, but he turned out to be Richard Jenkins. Because he was not funny. Baby, they booed him so bad. I teased him.
Aww.
He dared me. And 20 years later, I'm talking to you.
I mean, you were what? You were at a club and he said, what, you think you can be funny? Go up there? How did it work?
No, actually, it was a club in Baltimore called Burke's. And he was up there. He drank like a six-pack of beer.
Sure.
So in his mind, baby, he was Richard Pryor, Martin Lawrence, and Eddie Murphy all together. But he didn't hear the booze. And he didn't see the bottles being thrown because that six-pack of Heineken had kicked in. So the next day, we were cleaning out our parents' pool. And I said, I can't believe you embarrassed the family like that. Like, if I was on stage, I would have said, and I did an hour's worth of material. I didn't know what I was doing then. I was just saying what I would have said. And they said, I dare you to go down and do Wednesday night open mic night.
Last year, you made a documentary for Oxygen called Monique Behind Bars, in which you interviewed
yes.
women in prison at the Ohio Reformatory for Women. Monique, how do you choose your projects? That's fascinating.
You know what? For me, I love the underdog. And I've always been the underdog. And I think we've all been the underdog at one time or another. But we've gotten in such a place where I'm better than and you're less than. And I just don't like that treatment of people. And for those women in that prison, it was Mother's Day. There was not one visitor. And I just felt like, you know what? What they did yesterday, they did, and they're paying the price. But do they deserve some laughter? Do they deserve just for somebody to say, you know what, baby? What you did, but you still can be loved. I still love you. Because I would want somebody to do the same for me.
What did you learn from visiting that prison?
Never judge. Never, ever judge. Because we're all just one bad decision. And when I sat down with some of those women, you know what, sister? I could easily be in that prison. I could easily be sitting there. I could have easily made a left turn instead of a right turn. We all could. So when you sit there and you talk to them and you only hear sometimes the story the media puts out, but you don't hear the story. So when I walked away, I said, God, please take judgment out of my heart because I'm just one bad decision from being right here.
Monique, we're out of time. I hope you'll come back because I love your voice and your laugh and your spirit. So thank you for joining me. And tell Rhonda I say bye.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye, sister.
My guest has been comedian and actor Monique. You can find out more about her on our website, morefairgame.org.